I laugh. Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end. Just me and you today.
Yeah.
Lads.
I've done a sort of, I suppose you could call this a lad special, actually.
All right.
Especially for this occasion. You know the time we went to Zante?
Oh, I'm not in it, am I?
In the summer. Yes, you are.
Oh, I hate this.
This has to be done.
Okay, well, this will bring back a lot of good memories for people that went on holiday this year to any of the resorts.
Yeah.
But I don't like it when I'm in them so much.
But these things have to be addressed every now and then, Scott.
Okay, well, good luck, everyone. And here is today's 24 years at the tap end.
I'm going to take you to my 25th year at the tap end. And
okay.
I'm now ready.
I'm ready.
As I look back over the summer just gone, I have many happy memories. It was a particularly good one. From the age of 17, I've been a regular traveller to parts of Greece and Cyprus, both countries offering much for the seasoned holidayer of a younger age. From my travels, I've learnt so much. I've learnt how to best survive in the hostile environments of places such as Malia, Kavos, Magaluf, Napa, and Falaraki. And it was safe to say by this summer, I was a seasoned professional. This summer, though, the lads had decided against going on one of these kind of holidays. I was a bit sad about this, but I had to respect the decisions that each of them had come to in their own mind. However, luckily for me, Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills, MBE, had been booked to do a residency every Saturday on the beautiful island of Zante, and I was going to get Wright involved.
I'm not an MBE.
I thought I'd subtly put that in to
help
you out.
Oh, sorry.
Like, if I start getting it in people's minds, then if the Queen is listening, she'll be like... She'll be like, MBE, has he got one
already? He should have one now.
At that point, she'll realise he hasn't. And then she'll go, right, well, let's action that.
Action it. Do you think that's how she does it?
I think so.
Action him.
Scott refused to have shirts made and made me promise that I was not going to turn up at the airport in a pink shirt with a smiling cat, which was my offer of a compromise. Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah. Is that the in-between as well?
Yeah, it is. The Pea Patrol.
I wasn't keen on that.
I did as I was instructed and arrived at Heathrow Airport early on Saturday morning, ready for the big day and night ahead. I did feel we looked inadequate, as everyone else at the airport was in shirts, including a hen party wearing shirts with Take Me Out slogans.
Yes.
Do you remember them?
Yeah, I do remember them.
And they wanted photos with you and everything, obviously. It was like, let the chest see the nut.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. It was, do you know what I mean?
Like, some of them were really inventive, actually.
I'm sure there's better ones out there, but
yeah.
I'm struggling to think of them at the moment. We weren't going to be in Zante for long. We were flying out on Saturday on an indirect flight via Vienna, DJing in the club Saturday night, then coming back the following day.
Now, the thing is, the reason we did this is because there are no flights to Zante direct on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I need to get there to DJ on a Saturday night. So I went via lots of places, including Budapest, where I ate goulash with a Hungarian taxi driver, and Vienna and Amsterdam.
It didn't take long to get to Vienna, where we were to get a connecting flight a couple of hours later. Scott seemed to know the airport well, and we headed straight to what he called a sausage bar.
I'd been there like five times by then, this summer.
Where we enjoyed sausage and an apple strudel. He then took me to a grown-up shop of the sauce variety.
In the airport?
Yes. Do you remember that?
Yes. They have a saucy shop in Vienna Airport.
Yes.
A lot of people would have been there and know this. But I can believe some of the things that were on sale once you'd gone past customs.
But you knew exactly where it was and everything.
Yeah.
You've clearly been there before.
I know the whole airport. Ask me any question about Vienna Airport, I can tell you.
It was quite weird having this kind of shop in the airport, and I did not make any purchases. There didn't seem any point. We weren't going to be in Zante long.
What were you going to buy?
I don't mean it like that. I just mean it was hardly worth it. You know, if we were there for a week or something, we probably would have stocked up.
What would you have bought for a week?
Or just some visual entertainment, I guess. No? We used to do this with the boys. I don't know. Do you not? No.
No, obviously not.
Before long, we were back on the plane. It was an odd flight, this one, though. It was a company I'd never heard of, and all the safety instructions were given by a televised fly in German.
Do you take nudie mags on holiday with you? Or nudie DVDs?
I think if... No?
No. Wow. This is a whole new world to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was all a bit odd, but I took control of the situation, doing my very best to communicate with the cabin crew staff in my best German. You're still thinking about the...
Yes.
The saucy stuff, aren't you?
It's hard not to.
I was very excited. No. I mean,
are we talking about the plane journey?
We're on
now?
The German plane now.
Okay, yeah. The one where the man was...
We're out
us...
the shop, we're on the plane, right, they're speaking German.
Yeah, everyone spoke German.
I was very excited as we approached the beautiful island of Zante. Stepping out of the plane, the heat and horrible smell immediately hit us.
It's not a horrible smell.
It's disgusting.
It isn't.
I could tell this was going to be a very good night. We were picked up at the airport by a lovely little man called Jake.
Can I do an impression of him?
Go on, then.
Hello, boys.
He was a top bloke, wasn't he?
Hello, boys. Welcome to Zante.
Who wore a boy better know cap. It was exactly what I wanted from a Zante rep. Jake was to be our go-to guy in Zante.
Hello, boys. I'm your go-to guy in Zante.
He was well-connected and respected. Between us, we had a good team set for the night ahead. Jake took us to our hotel. Me and Scott checked into our rooms and then headed to the pool. There were a few people waiting by the pool bar for photos with Scott. Often on these kind of things, I end up becoming cameraman for the evening. There's a good chance, if you've ever had a photo with Scott, that it has been taken by me.
Which should explain why it's normally rubbish.
I've become quite a good photographer for it. Unfortunately, I never really get to see my work, as it's always on other people's cameras. I'd like to think that I really have learnt a lot about photography since I've known you.
I think you start off good, and then after a certain time of night, they're really not very good at all.
But I reckon there's loads of people who must be listening to this who've had photos with you on club nights, student nights, all that kind of thing. And the photos have been taken by... They probably have my work on their camera.
In fact, you've probably got a small video, a very short one, of me and you with Chris in the background going, oh, hang on, it's on video.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, that happens a lot with you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does.
And obviously, because you're standing still and smiling because you think it's on photo, it makes for a very fun video of about 2 seconds.
But then I'd love to see some of those as well because I could make a short film with it. It'd be great. It's just your finest moments of standing there looking awkward.
Yeah. It doesn't just have to be with me. I think it could be like any person that you have a photo taken with, any kind of celebrity.
Yeah.
Right, we could just call it, oh, sorry, it's on video, and just make a whole film of them.
Yeah.
Like in a long line of just different, oh, sorry, it's on videos.
Yeah.
Those awkward moments where you stood there for 2 moments before you realise it's on video.
I really like this idea.
That's
it could
great
be one
idea.
Of those that if this really takes off, we could offer £250 per clip sent in. I haven't got that kind of finance at the moment.
You can have 250 Scott Mills points.
Yes, if you send in a one of those awkward videos.
If you've got a video of you and a celebrity, the best thing to do is email it to me. It won't be a big file, because it'd be like 2 seconds.
Exactly.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You're having a picture with a celeb when they haven't realised it's on video, and we can make like a whole long film, like a feature film.
No, it could be like really arty. It could be like one of those Cannes Film Festival style, like really arty shorts, I think they're called.
So if you've got it's on video file, then send it to me, please. Thanks.
Before the gig, we headed out for a meal, stopping at a local shop on the way to pick up some glasses called Ray-Bans to complete the holiday look. We were going to the busiest club in the centre of town, to a club called Plus Club. To say I was keen was an understatement. The place was Ramo, and there was a giant picture of Scott covering the entire front wall of the club. It wasn't the best picture.
No.
It made Scott's feet look abnormally sized.
Yes. It's that picture which I had taken probably a few years ago at Radio 1, and for some reason, I mean, it's one for people with a foot fetish.
Yes,
to say that.
Well, yes.
It's literally...
That's exactly it.
It's literally my pinhead and then a massive trainers.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find that picture.
At the club, I was introduced to the owner, a guy called Gino, a lad called BJ, and a girl called Vicky. They all made that night quality. The gig was brilliant. The warm-up DJ had done a brilliant job. Scott caused a frenzy as he went on. It was like he was Michael Bublé or something.
Oh, shut up. Why was I like Michael Bublé?
Well, I was just amazed at the crowd's reaction, because you know what? You are wicked.
I just haven't met you yet.
But, I mean, it was a frenzy in there, man. At one point, I lost my shirt. It was one of those kind of nights.
How?
I can't remember. I think I was swinging it around my head and then just let it go. I think I thought I was Michael Bublé at one point and sort of...
I just haven't met you yet. Oh, my shirt's gone.
The night went quickly, and it wasn't long till we had to leave. We headed back to the hotel, pleased with how the night had gone. Scott headed to his room, and I headed to mine. But the trick Scott had shown me with putting a bit of cardboard in the electrical slot hadn't worked, and my room was boiling. It was too hot to sleep in, so I decided to sleep outside.
You absolute idiot.
This wasn't comfortable, so I took the decision to head back into town. There was no point wasting time. If I wasn't sleeping, it seemed right that I should head out.
So basically, I went to bed, and then Chris's air conditioning wasn't working, and it was, like, 35 degrees. Mm. So he's like, I know, I'll go back into town on my own.
Yes.
Which is a long, dark walk.
It was bold. I found a club called Cherry Bay, where I partied till daylight, and then headed to the beach. As I watched the sun come up, I felt quite reflective.
And it was... Let's talk about the money situation.
No, let... Well... No, because
okay,
it wasn't...
So how much money... Okay, no. So how much money did you have? How many euros did you have when you
went
out?
I didn't have many euros on me.
Didn't have any, did you?
No, but right. I had some English cash.
Okay, so?
So I tried to negotiate with a barman there some kind of exchange rate, which ultimately didn't work out in my favour. I think I gave him something like 50 quid and I got about a tenner back in return in euros.
In euros, yeah. Well done.
It was bad negotiations, but I've never been good at that kind of thing. As I watched the sun come up, I felt quite reflective. It had been a quality night, but it was sad a load of my homemates hadn't been there. Perhaps we were all growing up now. Perhaps I was the last one left to move on from these islands. It had been the perfect weekend. However, the islands returned me with an extreme bout of Zante flu, one that would render me bedbound and see a game of innuendo bingo against an unidentified pop star nearly go very wrong as Zante flu set in mid-game.
I remember this.
It was all worth it, though, and meant that I would then be immune for the return visit to Zante for round two, 2 weeks later.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the tap end.
At the tap end.
Unofficial Mills.